Good morning. Welcome to Life Mennonite Fellowship this morning. It's good to have you all here. I'm going to read one verse from Isaiah 7 this morning, so you can turn to that if you want to open your Bible for one verse, or you can just listen real closely. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child, will give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel. I'll read that again, one verse. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child, will give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel. Sunday school lesson this morning is on the virgin birth. And I thought that the virgin birth was prophesied the whole way through the Old Testament. And I hunted all around, and it's not too many places. But here it's mentioned very clearly. The lesson aim, and according to our book, is to follow Mary's example of humble submission and praise. Now, this, my thought on this maybe doesn't apply to all personalities, but it might apply to yours, so I don't know. When I read the scripture for the printed text in the book, you know, we come upon, there's phrases in there, Hail, thou art highly favored, blessed art thou among women. And then Mary has that great prayer or psalm of praise and thanksgiving. And she says, my soul doth magnify the Lord. I don't know what that kind of thing does for you, but there's a possibility, I'm sure, for some people when you read those kind of great, awesome sounding, could I almost say super spiritual sounding things, you can be left saying, well, you know, Mary can end up in your mind as being almost more angel than human, and you could be left saying, well, what can I do? You know, I'm a normal person with fears and anxieties, and we have this picture that God chose Mary because she was, you know, this saint that barely felt the ground when she walked. And if you look at the cover of your Sunday school book, you can, I think it sort of lends itself to that feeling, you know, that picture. I mean, it's a great picture. I'm not knocking the picture, but I have little kids, and that little tranquil scene there happens once in a while. A lot of times that's not what's happening. Point was brought home to me Thursday evening. Our small group went bowling Thursday evening, and it was the guys, most of the guys, and then some of those, most of the guys decided to go out to Friendly's for ice cream, excuse me. So it ended up being Ivan Dwylan and I went to Friendly's for ice cream, and we go walking in there, and we just come around the corner, and Ivan says, well, that's James Dobson sitting over there in the corner. And I looked over, and I thought, yeah, it kind of looks like him, but it's not. I said, Ivan, yeah, it looks like him, but there's no armed guard, and he doesn't eat at Friendly's. That's not James Dobson. Yeah, it is, he said. I just got his Christmas card. It's got to be. And I'm looking some more, and I'm thinking, yeah, that looks like his wife, too. So we sit down, and we were just two tables over. And then in their conversation, we caught the voice. Well, we all hear the voice pretty regularly. And I said, yeah, there's no doubt about it. Ivan, you're right. That's James Dobson sitting over there. And I tell you that story because I'm sitting there thinking, you know, not to compare James Dobson with Mary, there's a difference, but maybe he's a modern-day person that we could have up on some pedestal where we would say, you know, I can't attain, I can't do great things because I'm a normal human being. And my impression of James Dobson would have been that he flew on a private jet and he rode in a limousine and he didn't appear in public except when he was making a public appearance. But there he sat. And so we kind of got done eating, and I said, well, are you guys going to chicken out, or are we going to go shake his hand? So we went over there, and he says, nice to meet you. I'm Dwight, and he's a couple guys from my small group, and we went bowling. And he said, well, what was your score? And I said, 155, and he said, well, that's not very good. And that was cool, because I'm, wow, he is a regular human being that likes to joke and likes to have fun, and he has 2 feet and 2 hands and hair that's getting thin, just like the rest of us. And I came away from that saying, you know what? If God can use Mary, and if God can use James, God can use me, and God can use you. And you know what? God put as much time and energy into making you perfect for being you as he did time and energy into Mary making Mary perfect to be Mary, or James Dobson to be perfect to be James Dobson, or whatever. Whoever might be somebody that you feel is out of reach, God spent as much time making you perfect to be you. And nobody can be you, and nobody can bloom like you can bloom where you're planted. Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for each one that's here this morning, and we just want to recognize that each one of us is precious in your sight, able to serve you better than anyone else could where we're planted, and that we would be encouraged this morning as we look into how Mary bloomed, that we would be encouraged to bloom as well right where we are. And we praise you for this time of year that you sent your son as a baby and to grow up to be our Savior. We thank you and love you for that, Lord. In your name, amen.